In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mountain, that Moses didn't know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. Glory be to God. Amen. These verses, I enjoyed it for about 2 weeks because I felt it is the core of every service. All of us, surely we love the Lord, or we love the Holy Trinity, and we want to serve God, and from all our heart we hope everyone to enjoy the fellowship with God. But the problem sometimes we ask ourselves, what is my talents? How can I speak with others concerning God? It is too hard for me to speak, and sometimes the people refuse to hear. Regardless, they are mature or they are from the teenagers or children. Even sometimes some children do not want to hear about God. If we look to Moses, how he, we can say, has a special role in the history of salvation. And what he did, in fact, and was written in Exodus, we can hear about it even until the book of Revelation. Who is Moses? And we ask sometimes, why God chose Moses, what are his talents, why he was very successful, the people was very tough and was very violent, how they heard him and accept the words of God or the commandments or the guidance of God through Moses. If we look to Moses, and even compare ourselves with him, he spent 40 years in the palace of the king of Egypt. Truly, he learned, as St. Paul said in the book or the epistle to the Hebrews, that he learned wisdom, the wisdom of the Egyptians. He learned wisdom, but at last, at the end of 40 years, when he found a Hebrew who was struggling with an Egyptian person, he slapped the Egyptian and he was killed. And he escaped. If we write a report concerning his service through the first 40 years, what about his service? Failure. Just he went by his hands to serve his people, and he failed to do anything. On the opposite, he was obliged to escape from Egypt, especially from the palace of the king, the royal palace. The second 40 years, he spent the other second 40 years were in the desert taking care of the sheep of his uncle, and all what he learned in the palace, almost I believe he forget most of all. If for 40 years you didn't practice what you learned, what about the end? For the first 40 years, he was in failure. The second 40 years, he was just shepherding some, like any young person or any very poor person who is taking care of the sheep or shepherding the sheep. If we compare ourselves with Moses, if I am 80 years, if I speak with a priest and his age 80 years, and I say to him, can we start again? He said, you are speaking with me after I became 80 years old, too hard. And it is too hard for anyone to start a new life on the 80 years old. I remember from many years, from more than 50 and even 40 years or more, when I was studying the administration in the College of Commerce, they said you can't put a director after his age 45 years because his mentality will not be, cannot adopt with the new technology, with the new theories, with all happens in this world. For a person in 80 years, was it easy that he start his service in Raiko? Sahl? Too hard. He had another problem. The problem which he confessed many times, even with God, he said, my tongue is heavy. And he couldn't speak well, always. معرفش بالعربي بالانجليزي بيسموه, I don't know in English what you call, هو ألتن, يعني يتهته وهو بيتكلم. Stutter? أصل أنا يعني I didn't use the word. ف he had a problem which is more important. يعني when we build a church, surely always we say the very important thing in the church is the voice, and how to distribute the voice and microphones and so on, because if it is very, very beautiful, but the people will not hear very well, there is echo, something like that, what will happen? Then he had a problem in his tongue, he had problem in his work, he just work without experience, and he has a problem about his age. Why Moses was successful in spite of all these problems? I believe what written here in Exodus 34 from verse 29 to 33 at the core of the success of Moses. What happened? He ascended onto the top of the mountain, and he started in a kind of friendship with God and entered in dialogue with him, and he received the tablets which God written on it by his fingers. And surely it was a very, very good or unique experience that he was with God and he received this message, and now he had the commandments written by the fingers of God, and he returned to speak with his brother Aaron and the leaders of Israel, and then with the congregation. On his return, what happened? His brother from his father and mother said to him, please, I can speak with you. Why? You didn't know that the skin of your face is shining. And after, when he was asked to put a veil on his face so that all the congregations and the leaders and his brother to see him and to enter in dialogue with him, then they accepted his work. Then we can say from all sides or aspects of his life, he seems is in failure. One thing, he met God alone, he received his rays, if it is correct, he, instead of being in darkness, he became spiritually in light. Then when he started, he was very successful. This was also the experience of Saul or Saint Paul the Apostle. He said, we who are in darkness and now, we are illuminated or we are in light. Now we are light. As the Lord said, you are the light of the world. If we want to be successful in our service, in our role, in our message in this life, we are in need to imitate Saint Paul or Saul and imitate Moses to speak direct with God and enjoy his rays so that we may shine as Moses, his face or the skin of his face was shining. I believe the world is in need of one thing. If there is darkness, any room is dark, and you bring many or very precious furniture, and there is no light, what is the benefit of this furniture if there is no light? And the Lord said to us, you are light of the world. Don't belittle yourself. Don't say, oh, I am a sinner. I have no experience in preaching. My tongue, like Moses, was very heavy. I don't know how to deal with others. I haven't this talent to speak with others, and you enter in depression. We are in need just to be in contact with the source of light. I remember when I became a priest, when I was ordained. I was very young at that time, about or less than 25 years old. And I was working with Father Bishoy, and he is very well known and very famous and so on. And I haven't the talent even to enter in any problems, especially the family problems. I have no experience at all. My mind, all my life was programmed not for ministry, but to live alone with any spirit in any spiritual atmosphere. And a person came to me and said to me, I went to 6 priests at that time in Alexandria. They were not more than 20, 25 priests. 6 of the great priests, very had experience and so on. And there is a problem. I have a problem with my wife. If you will not enter make solution for this problem, I will change my religion. This is the only way. I have to deny my Lord, and I accept Islam, not for Islam itself, but because I want to have divorce from my wife. And I know he went to very famous priests. I heard him, I said, oh, he is a martyr that he lived with this wife. So that, okay.
Why?
I met her and she started to speak with me the same stories, but in her view, I said, she is a martyr to live with him. She said to me once, with a bottle of Coca-Cola, he broke her head. And once he closed the apartment and she called the policeman, they brought the fire station to bring her from the window, and so on. And that, as a, and they were very old, I am very young. What will I do? At that time, when I hear something like that, I have a problem with my stomach, because I feel, and there is no way, and the two, they threaten that they will leave Christianity if there is no solution. And they have two kids. After I became very sick, then I went to the monastery of Saint Minas, because I spent the first year after my ordination. I remember at that time that the monastery was very small. Just there is one or two rooms for the priest if they want to spend night there. I entered the church only one room in which Pope Kyrillos used to pray. I entered to the church and I said to God, this wife is, I didn't create her nor her husband, and I lost my health. I feel I am in failure. I can't live by this way. I will not be any intention all this week, which I'll spend in this monastery. And in every in the daily liturgy, I used just to remember the names, and I asked him, I don't want to be worried about them. On my return on Thursday, he called me and he said, Father, I was asking and researching for you, seeking for you, but I didn't find you. I heard that you were in the monastery of Saint Minas. I said, yes. He said, I want to tell you something. I want to reconcile with her. I said, what is your conditions? He said, nothing. Just if she accept, I want to start a new life with her. I didn't see him at that time. Never I see him in the church except when he came to complain against his wife. I said to him, today is Thursday, the meeting of the young people, the youth, and we will not finish confessions, Father Bishoy and me, unless after midnight. Can you come tomorrow? After the liturgy, I will go with you at your wife. She was at her home, mother's home. When I entered in the following day, while I was praying, the guard of the church came and said, Father, somebody called and he asked, he wants to speak with you. I said to him, he is praying in the liturgy. And he says to me that I tell you, don't wait for his coming. Already the person whom you will go is at home. Until this moment, from 1962 and 63 to until now, I don't know how the reconciliation happened. But I know one thing. They started to come in the vesper, sharing the liturgy. Their life totally had been changed. Their kids became servants afterwards in Sunday school. How is it? I don't know. I know one thing. If we put our lives in the hands of God, what is impossible will be very easy. I think if you want to be successful in your preaching or in your service or ministry, you have to imitate Moses and to ascend on the mountain of Sinai to speak with him and to accept the reflection of his brightness, not on your face, but in your inner man. This is the lonely way, because as St. Paul used to say, if we ask him, what is your role in service? He would say, Christianity means those who are dead becomes alive, and nobody and no creature, even in heaven, even the archangels or the seraphim, no one can grant life to those who are dead. Therefore, it is not my service. It is a service of the Lord who said, I am the resurrection. He is the source of life, and he alone can grant life to those who are dead. Then if you want to be very successful in your service, in your life, even your inner life, you and me are in need to ascend to the source of resurrection and to enter in dialogue with him and to put your life, your ministry, all your friends, and all mankind in the hands of God. He alone can serve them. Easy? Well, what happened when he ascended on heaven, on the top of mountain? He entered in dialogue between God and Moses. Unfortunately, many of us, the relation with God monologue, not dialogue. When I read the Bible, it is not just to prepare a lesson for Sunday school or just to have some ideas or to write anything. When I read the Bible, I know, as St. Mark the ascetic said, behind the letters or the writings of the gospel, the Bible, you will see the Lord is hidden. When you deepen your mind and the meaning, you will see the Lord himself. When you read the Bible, do you enter in dialogue with the Lord? Do you feel that this Bible, in fact, is a, we can say, means of speaking with God and he's speaking with me? There is a mutual love, and I love him, and I have the experience of his love to me. And the same thing when we pray. Are we entering in dialogue with the Lord when we are praying, or just we recite some words from the Psalms, from the written prayers, or just what I memorize from my childhood, I try to say, no. He is my Father, and I have to speak frankly with him. And I feel I am in his bosom, and I want all mankind to share me this feeling. But Moses opened the gate for us, that although we respect God, But at the same time, we have to a kind of friendship with God, and we can enter in dialogue with Him. Second thing, or third thing, after we ascending, reading the Bible, speaking with God, entering in dialogue with Him, then on His return, He came down from the mountain that Moses did. Before it, it is said that that he had the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain. The problem today, we try to create many topics. What can we do with the technology, how you will choose your wife, or how to choose the second party, many things, how to be very successful in your business, how to be always smiling. And this is our topics, or like that. The main topic, I enjoy the fellowship with the Holy Trinity. All the world are complaining, all mankind are complaining from the feeling of loneliness. Even those who have a lot of friends or relatives, when you speak frankly with them, they said, all of them, everyone is interested in what for his benefits. No one shares me my feelings. The world is in need to discover that we are in need of God the Father, because He is my Father. And when I am in His bosom, I never complain of the feeling of loneliness. I am not alone. The Lord Jesus Christ knew that mankind were suffering of this loneliness. While He was in Gethsemane, He said to His disciples, "You will leave me. I will be alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me." He wants to tell us, I am second Adam. First Adam felt, or he was suffering of loneliness. Truly he was with Eve, and the two in the same problem, and the two covered their bodies with the leaf of the tree of fig, and they were under the shadow of the tree, and they have, everything is okay. But if you ask Adam, where is Eve? He would say, truly, physically, she is very close to me, but she can't share me my feeling. And if you ask Eve, she will say the same thing. I remember many times the young people, very young children, when you ask him in confession, he said, "Dad and Mom didn't share me my feeling." Perhaps they 7 or 8 or 9 years old, and they love him and they take care of all his or her need, but at the same time, they are suffering of the feeling of loneliness. Everyone is in need of someone to embrace him. And nothing can embrace any person as he was, or as he is in need, except through his relationship with the Father. Saint Paul said, while he was in a problem, when he was, there are very bad storm, and he was in the sea, he said that God lifted him and them and all who surround him on his own hands. Everyone wants to see in you, before you speak with him, that you are in the hands of God, and you will never feel or suffer of the feeling of loneliness. Then the world is in need to discover the love of the Father. Also, they are in need to get rid of the feeling of inferiority. Any person, when you ask him, most frankly, he would feel he is suffering of inferiority. I remember from perhaps more than 20 years, there was a girl in the church, and she was well known, usually had the testimony to the most beautiful girl in our church. Very young, mother, taban. I remember once in her confession, she said to me, "Father, for 3 months I am struggling." I said, "Why?" Everything, her life is good. Her family is very rich. Everything is good in her life. She said, "I feel shameful to say to you something." I said, "What?" I tried until she said, "I will not speak in Arabic, I will say it in English." I said, "What?" She said, "I am suffering of the feeling of ugliness." I was shocked. All the church say that she is the most beautiful girl in the church. For 3 months she was struggling that how she can confess of the feeling of ugliness. I remember when I wrote a book for the young people, which I called Grow, in Arabic, Grow, Daoniam, Let Me Grow. I remember I read many of the questionnaires of the young people in the United States, and the person who collect this questionnaire said, 80% in the United States feels inferiority of the young people. Perhaps they are, for the boys are very strong and play sports and so on. When he is alone at his own room, he said, "No, I am not like those whom I am, have experience or have practicing the sports." This is a problem that sometimes or many times, every person, I think if you ask the president of any country, he would say, no one loved me. He loved me because I am the president, but not for my personality. The same thing concerning those whom the society or the people call them stars. Once they make statistics concerning them, they found that suicide among the stars is very high, and after that, the doctors. And when they discussed this phenomena, they said because they are stars, they discover all the those who surround them, millions. Those millions of people do not love them. They love their art, or their beauty, or their sports, or their talents, but not their personality. And when they discover that, they became depressed from outside. Millions want to see them, wanted to make to be in contact with them, but within themselves, they want to be in contact not with their personalities, but with their gifts or talents. But there is a problem concerning the feeling of inferiority. The Lord Jesus Christ came to our world and he insisted to be born among the animals and in a very poor situation so that every human being could say, no one very poor like Jesus Christ. He wants us. He wants to lift us up and not to suffer of inferiority. When I feel that I don't like my body because it hurts my soul, I look, oh, this body, it is not mine. As St. Paul said, that can he take the members of his body of the Lord Jesus Christ and make it unclean? Then I feel it is not my body. It is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not my eyes. They are the eyes of my Lord. It is not my mind. We have the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Lord lift us up more than the angels, the archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim, all these heavenly hosts. No one of the heavenly hosts can say that they are members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, or can say that they are the Lord, they are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one can say that they are in the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are proud in him. He grants us to be children of God and to receive the icon, his own icon, and he is welcoming us even in his heaven. Therefore, believing in Christ, in fact, not because he will be the judge and we will receive any reward. No, he lifts us up, and I never complain of the feeling of inferiority. Also, we say we are sinners. It is too hard to be very holy. How can I will receive or will inherit the glory of heaven and so on? When we look to the Holy Spirit, where he is dwelling, he's in our hearts. He changes my body and my soul to be a holy temple of God. No other creature in heaven or on earth can say that his essence or he or she became this temple of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we truly become the temple of God. Therefore, truly, service is very hard, but impossible. But in the Holy Trinity, through the work of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, everything will not only be easy, will be natural. Perhaps you sometimes just give a very little story or verse from the Bible or something like that. And perhaps you say, oh, I feel today I am in failure. No one was interested from the kids to hear me or so on. You don't know what will happen afterwards. I remember I met a person in Los Angeles. I know him while he was very young and he was very naughty and make troubles. And we have special class for them. And then when I met him, he said, do you remember me? I said, yes. Do you remember when I was very tough and so on? I said, yes. He said, I want to tell you now. When Father Bishoy Kamel died, I was shocked. I was here in the United States, and I remembered how many times I tried to escape or flee from him. And all my life has been changed. Then what he made, the Abu Nabshoy, what he served, we can say in failure with this person. But what he said after 10 or 20 years, he received or he had the fruit of his service. I remember also one of my friends before I was a priest, and he told me this story. He was serving in church in Alexandria, St. Mary, and he There was a very tough person, yani one of the young people. He tried to serve him many, many times. He visited him at home, and he used to say to his family, say to him he is not, that he was not at home. He didn't want to meet him, and so on. And the family transferred, I think, to Swiss, or I think into the city of Swiss, far away from Alexandria. And this teacher of Sunday school sent to him a very little letter, and he at the end said, "May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you." He said to me, after a couple of days, I received a letter from him. And he said to him, "You wrote these words, 'May the Lord be with you.' These words changed all my life. And I feel sorrow that I was keeping from you. I don't want to hear your voice. I didn't used to come to the class of Sunday school and so on. But I promise you, I promise my Lord Jesus Christ to live in him." And this person became in very close contact with him. While he was with him, he felt he was in failure. But nothing will be in vain. I hope all of us truly become very successful through the work of the Holy Trinity. Glory be to God. Amen. I stopped a little. Who will pray for us? هاي خلوها المرة الجاية. طيب مين يصلي لنا؟ أبونا، أنا شايف أبونا شنودة دخل ولا طلع؟ أبونا شنودة هنا؟ تفضل يا أبونا. الله، أنا أصلي خلاص الزور كتر الكلام بيتعبني. لا لا، تفضل يا أبونا. الله يعوضك. ثانك يو. In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you came here in this world, and you dwelt among us, and you prepared the way for us to serve you. As you sent a ladder to Jacob, and he felt that you are waiting for his coming, ascending to heaven. May also all of us be full of hope that you are working in us, and you can work through all what we do, even if it is very trivial in our minds. Remember, O Lord, the church. We ask you these days, especially for those who are in Egypt, and they are in trouble, and we can't trust any man in the church or outside the church. We trust in you, and we ask you to deal with this problem, not according to our mentality or our wisdom, but through your wisdom. Remember, O Lord, the non-Christians in Egypt, and all who are non-believers in the whole world. We hope that we see the earth becomes a heaven and men becomes angels of God. We want to see you are working by your Holy Spirit, by your grace. You work in the hearts of men and shine in them to grant them to be the light of the world. Remember this church and all the churches all over the world. Remember every family. Remember every person. We hope that truly you left all mankind on your hands and embrace all of them so that may enjoy your grace. Through the prayers of Saint Mary and Saint George, Saint Anthony, and all the archangels, all the heavenly hosts, all the prophets, the apostles, the disciples, all the martyrs, all mankind, all those who are righteous, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, glory forever and ever. Amen. محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا إلهنا